This is Dr. Ross, the Believer's Doctor, and you are listening to the Believer's Medicine Podcast, where we use the Word of God to improve our health and discuss contemporary topics in medicine, as well as ways to prevent common diseases such as diabetes, high blood pressure, stroke, and various cancers. Remember, medicine is a rapidly changing field. Therefore, the information contained within this show may have changed by the time you are listening to this podcast. Also, this podcast should be used for educational purposes only and not to diagnose or treat a particular symptom or illness. If you have questions regarding a disease or symptom, please consult your doctor. Let's get started. Today, I would like us to talk about another well-known symptom of depression, and that is having thoughts of wanting to harm yourself or not to live. Now, there are moments in our lives that tip us over the edge into a valley of depression. It is usually not one event, but an accumulation of insults, setbacks, and losses that causes someone to become weary and discouraged. They may tempt us to isolate ourselves and devalue life. We may think passive thoughts of not wanting to live. So let us find out more about another symptom of depression, thoughts of harm or not wanting to live anymore. More importantly, we will discover what the Bible says about our future. One of the most infamous symptoms of depression is having thoughts of harming oneself or others. The DSM-5 refers to this as suicidal ideation or passive thoughts of harming oneself. These passive thoughts can lead to progressive and verbal expressions or actions of harm. In the war against depression, these thoughts of death or lack of desire to live may come early in the battle as the enemy of your soul raises the stakes, attempting to cancel your joyful, accomplished-filled future with a single, quick strike. Whenever such thoughts arise, it is apparent you have entered a thought pattern that is not of God. It is important to shut the door on these thoughts immediately. Recognize the voice of the enemy and reject it. Importantly, remember, your days will get better. You will not always remain in this low and dark place. One of the greatest lies of the enemy is that your pain will last forever, but it will not. Remember, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. See Psalm 30 and 5. Whenever you begin to speak death to yourself, speak life, and call your future into existence, as if it is already here. See Romans 4 and 17. Through Jesus, you are powerful, valuable, and forgiven. Walk in this new life and cast every argument or thought that says otherwise away. 2 Corinthians 10 and 5. Take hold of a spirit of expectation, and you will feel your hope rise again. God has more for you than you can ever imagine. Just hope and believe. Thank you for listening to our episode on symptoms of depression, thoughts of harm, and not wanting to live. Remember, you can follow us on Instagram or Facebook. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find out more about us at thebelieversdoctor.com. I'll see you soon.